Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Hey, Paul. I said Monday or Tuesday, but yes, we're aiming for Wednesday. If you can do that, that might be a bit safer. Yeah. Vic Rhodes was busy on Wednesday, sorry, or oh, Simon. Simon. Yeah, fair enough. He's got to take it. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yep. Yeah, that's fine. And so your plan is to take it there and bring it straight back, is it? Okay, cool. And then we need to. No. No, we haven't. So we've just been navigating the engineering aspect at the moment. Correct, which is some can do if you like. Yeah, that would be ideal. The headers obviously go back on, that's no problems. Then it's the remainder of the exhaust system and how you want to go about that component. It's hideous. It's a big 3-inch with a muffler in it. It's rusty at the back. I don't know if it's worth investing in, to be honest, mate. And then even then, I would just put a brand new cat-back on it. Just find a cat-back that you like that's got a reasonable note, and we'll just fit that up to it nice and easy. Correct, yeah. So it looks like it's got an original unmodified overpipe. And that overpipe is what connects the rest of the cat-back. So should be able to get a cat-back system that will just bolt straight up. Well, to be completely honest, we're in power, not really. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a limitation. You're only in the low 200s. So I don't envisage it being a restriction at all. I mean, we've made more than that on almost half an OEM system. So maybe. I mean, it depends, you know. Lots of variables in the equation, but I mean, possibly, you know, 220 to 240. It's making 180 at the moment, or 190 on 98. You know, you're adding another five. Yeah, you're making adding, you know, basically doubling the PSI. And then throw an E85 at it. So it's going to jump considerably, but we might find a slight limitation there. So my guess is probably 240, 250 at best. It's up to you. Completely up to you. So most of our products for exhaust systems from either X-Force or NVIDIA. Both ship direct to us. Both make systems for these cars. NVIDIA, correct? Yeah. I need to double check, mate, to be honest. I'm not up there with the pricing on the BRZ stuff, but my guess is going to be somewhere around about the 16, 17. Let me have a look. I need a computer, mate. Yep. Okay, let's have a look. The X-Force, generally speaking, is slightly lower quality product. Not that it's terrible, but it's NVIDIA is generally the one most guys will go for. Okay. Yeah, so there's a couple of different ones there.
Obviously, depending on what you want to do with the tone of the car and how loud it is, possibly opt for the quieter one. I don't think either one's going to change what the power is, to be honest. It's more how loud the car is inside. There'll be a little bit of weight. I think it might be, have a look. So their range is the N1s, N2s. Correct. I mean, you just have a look through them and let us know which one you want. We can organize it for you. Not a big deal. I just got to double check they're in stock. That's all. That's the other little dilemma coming in toward the end of the year. Yeah, no worries. If you want to organize it and get it shipped down, yeah, that'd be great. Warwick. It's called Sprintex, your brand charger. You just need to find the sprintex.com.au. Sprintex superchargers. There's only one that I've ever seen, yeah. I don't know if they do a revised one. Wrong website. Where are you? ST86 and BRZ. Yeah, correct. Replacement parts is what you're looking for, I'd say. That's just an idler, that's not your supercharger pulley. Throttle body, water pump, rings, chargers. Yeah, maybe drop them an email or give them a call. See what they've got. I can't see it either. A lot of it says out of stock. Did old mate not have the old owner? Did he not have the pulley? Can't find it. Unusual. Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe just message them and ask them what the level of boost upgrades is versus pulley size. Don't know, mate. I've never bought them in for anyone, so it's what's on their website. I'd say they'd have if they know. Do they have a contact us or a? Yeah, I'm not too sure. I can't. It's pretty vague, the website. Maybe they've got an Australian dealer. Maybe just Sprintex Australia. Sprintex Superchargers Australia. Sorry, you basically we're nearly there, which is good. Pull in exhaust and
Yeah. I would maybe have a chat to Steve Wiseman and confirm which pulley he did have to match his tune before you go and buy a pulley, and then all of a sudden it's the wrong one for whatever reason by a couple of PSI. Might just be a good little check to do, and then yeah, we can screw it all together and finalize it for you. Easy, mate. No worries. Bye-bye.